For the first time in 50 years, officials in Chicago are reconsidering how the city uses its land, and they're drafting new zoning laws. In some picturesque neighborhoods, community groups, hoping to maintain an identity, are at odds with developers who champion growth. NPR's Matt Hackworth reports.
Brian Roman's neighbors see a lot more of him than he'd like.
This is a skylight in our bathroom that overlooks our shower, and through the skylight, you can see the balconies of the second and third units next door to us.
It wasn't this way when he moved in, but 6 months ago, a developer built a nearly four-story tall condominium next door to the century-old worker's flat he shares with his wife.
So what she does is actually wears her robe and gets into the shower, takes off the robe in the shower, and then goes ahead and takes her shower, and then does the same reverse process on the way out.
Chicago is reshaping its zoning ordinances, the voluminous laws that say what structures can be built where. When the zoning ordinances were written 50 years ago, city planners thought Brian Roman's neighborhood would be more populated than it is now. That means today's developers can build large condominiums next to single-family homes and growing neighborhoods like Chicago's Ukrainian Village. The sight and sound of construction is everywhere in this ethnic community. Workers grouse in Polish as they labor away on a new home's foundation, and delivery trucks make stops like the mailman on cramped streets. Demand is up for housing in the area, and that pits developers against preservation groups.
There's really only one question, and that is, do we define our neighborhood as a neighborhood, or do we define it as just a giant cash register so developers can make a lot of money?
Jonathan Fine is president of the group Preservation Chicago. He says in a neighborhood known for its historic character and mix of cultures, new zoning should help save old buildings.
We have an opportunity here to preserve something that's really special and unique. The thing about the new construction is it's not special and it's not unique. And what we are tearing down is.
Some homes are unique. They sit on tree-lined streets, brick and stone slowly giving way to signs of age. But other homes aren't that spectacular. Developer Swithin Simmons says overall, just a few years ago, the neighborhood was seedy. He points to what he says was a crack house he raised and replaced with a million-dollar, four-story condominium. Standing in front of one of his sleek new complexes, Simmons says change is inevitable.
4 or 5 years ago when I moved in, this block was very, very undesirable. Okay. Through toys and pains, we've been able to develop this area and situate there. People are seeing the value in there and then coming in here to live.
Shiny new condos built of steel and glass are filling up, but plans for more have been put on hold. Some city aldermen installed a moratorium on tearing down older homes until preservationists and developers find common ground. Chicago Zoning Reform Commissioner Ed Cuss says neighborhood groups have a strong voice.
Every alderman responds to his constituents, his voters, if you will. That's how he gets elected to office. So if his neighborhood groups are telling the aldermen, you know, you have to help us preserve the character and scale of our neighborhoods, I think the alderman is going to respond to that. So it's just democracy at its best.
The stakes of democracy are about to move even higher when neighborhoods can set their own boundaries and limit what can be built there. Matt Hackworth, NPR News, Chicago.